me something grand has happened around the neighborhood. We've gone and found a healing thing, life never seemed so good. Thanks to Mr. Huntington Hartford, every local lass and lad has a brand new avocation for collecting of the plaid. And we never go to H. Let some others at First National collect their S&H. They may say for stamps of plenty, to be sure it's rather sad, for you get the finest presents by collecting of the plaid.
We Georgie Campbell called out the Boy Scout troop. He had them drinking 30,000 cans of Campbell's soup. For a fifth of Grandchester, for his little sister, a clock for Mom and Dad.
The Campbells are coming, oh ho, oh ho, collecting all the plaid. You won't find them at Prestidi's.
There they never save a dime.
They won't stop and shop, because it's just a waste of time. They won't deal at D'Agostino's, for when all is said and done, in the greater New York area, plaid stamps are number one.
Mrs. Dumbarton bought eggs by the carton and Kleenex by the box. For a fiberglass curtain, an aerodress shirt, and three reproduced Van Goghs. They sent Mrs. McKee on a cruise Caribbean, a floral porch settee. She's currently seeing a happiness spree on the beach at Waikiki.
Or she didn't go to Bohack's.
Or Associated Stores. And she knows that Peter Reeves is not the place to do her chores. She would never shop at Safeway for a haddock or a shad, for she'd rather be at A&P collecting all the plaid.
Ian McDowell went out in a towel and knoop and boot his skin to get a bonnie booklet for to put his plaid stamps in. Well, he never got arrested, but came home completely clad, cried kith and kin.
Where hate you been?
Collecting of the plaid. Oh, he didn't go to food fair.
Oh, it's nice there, we've been told.
And he didn't try Grand Union for the green stamps or the gold. But he wore a tam o'shanter, he was kilted to the knee, and he only spoke in Gaelic, for he'd been to A and B.
The drum that sound the gold at 100 pipers play.
Karen McLaren succeeded in saving her million stamp today.
For a 12-month she's been buying every grocery on the shelf,
for she hopes to save enough to win old Huntington himself. So don't go to Foodorama for the grandest prize of all. Never patronize King Cullen, the rewards are rather small. As for Acme supermarkets, they're enough to drive you mad, for the place to be is A&P. Oh.